Hallelujah. Take 30 seconds right now and just give God praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Will you offer yourself tonight? Thank you, Lord Jesus. I feel that touch of God right now in this place. Lord God, we just thank you and give you praise, Lord. And we lift you up and give you reverence. For we don't have to have a song, God, to give you honor. And we don't have to have a special moment to give you praise. For what you've done, God, is more than enough. And God, I pray that your spirit would touch each one that's believing in faith even now in this place. God, that your anointing would reach out and bless. Lord, we just come and lay off the old man, God, and we lift up and give you praise here in this place. Oh, press. Oh, don't give up. Don't be shortchanged by the devil. But I want you to know tonight that just as you would give voice to God and give him praise, that the Spirit is here to bear witness. My Lord and my God, I'm so thankful to know that he is my Lord and my King. I could just walk the aisles tonight and feel his almighty presence. Hallelujah. I just have to thank God. No, I didn't have this in the schedule. No, I didn't come with this in the program. But sometimes you've just got to get yourself out of the way so that God can move in the house. Hallelujah. Did you hear what I said tonight? Sometimes you got to get yourself out of the way so that God can move in the house. How can we do that? By putting away every thought and every weight that would easily beset us. If something's on your mind, just let God have it. Just say, God, it's yours. This situation, it's yours. God, I believe that you're taking care of me. Lord God, I thank you. Oh, I wish sometimes that I didn't have to go up and take a bullet for the team, but sometimes you've just got to stand up and take a stand of faith. You know, if we all stood here in this place in doubt, don't you know that we would not begin to feel, oh, the true joy of where it is that your help comes from? It's when you take a stand in your heart and know that God is taking care of you. Man, I just feel God. I just can't stop right now. I've just got to offer up a praise. I've got so much that I've got ahead of me. And I don't know about you, but the same devils that's on your trail are the same ones that's trying to cut me down. But don't you know, as the praises go up, the glory comes down. Thus you will begin just to honor God. Oh, and then a sacrifice of praise. Yes, it is a sacrifice. Yes, you will have to suffer, but it's worth it. It's worth it to lay off all that would hinder you. Would there be somebody in here tonight that'll just offer themselves and say, I don't care what they see of me. I don't care what they hear of me. God, I'm here not because of them, but because I believe. I'm here, God, because I know you are my Redeemer. God, I know that you're my help. I can't help it tonight. Sometimes somebody has got to take a stand like Joshua did. They all cast out on the promised land one step away, and it took somebody to say, those people are not somebody that we cannot defeat. Just take a look ahead of you and stop looking behind you at what you've been dealing with. Stop looking around at the situation and be faithful for the things that are not as though they are to come. I know every time that I've been weak, that God has been my strength. Every time I've been depressed and I can't see the blessing, God has led me. He's given me strength. I don't stand here tonight on my own strength. My strength gave up weeks ago, but it's by the strength of the Most High. You see, you can ignore me if you want to, but I want you to know that though they may slay you in your obedience, that God hears the faithful cry of his children, and he sees the action and obedience as you would believe. And I just want somebody to know in this place that there is somebody that is trusting God with everything, not just this and not just that. My life source, my financial move is all in the hands of God. So I don't come in tonight in doom and gloom and worry, but I'm putting my hand in God's hands. and trusting Him for what is to come. Oh, we can get so tied up in the trials of life. Just, oh, we can get so miserable. Oh, it's just a natural thing that sucks out the joy of the Lord that we can even have. And we'll show up, but we don't know why we're even here. And we begin to feel lost in the grand scheme of where we are in our lives. But I want you to know that it has to start somewhere. There has to be a moment in time in your life. This is teaching right here. There has to be a moment in time where God sees you take a stand in what it is that you're going through. Now, I don't know what it's going to take for you. It's not because that I love to radically shout and dance. That is what I would see that you should do. What I'm telling you tonight is if you've got a song that God's gave you, if it'll help you continue in the faith, then that is what God would have you to do. If He would have you stand up right now and lift up your hands, then that is what God would want you to do. Any time that God was ever proven was not in moments when it was easy. Consider with me a man tonight that was going up against 850 people that spoke against him and said, "You cannot do this." People that were caught up in their own way of doing it, had come in and went out in their own beliefs, in their own lifestyles, in what they thought would get them by. Consider with me, it just took one person to throw out the logs and to throw water on top of the logs, but still believe that the fire of God could come down. Consider with me tonight that it may be you that somebody is looking at. Everybody else may doubt you, but the one substance that you have that'll cause you to take a stand is the boldness and faith that'll throw water on top of the logs. And I'm going to be real with you tonight. I'm throwing water on top of the logs in this place. However, you may not get excited when I get excited, but it's not about that. It's about what you believe can come when you offer yourself in the presence of God. If we're not too careful, the more that we let ourselves continue in idleness and without executing what we're believing, then we're losing obtaining the strength that God would give. The glory of God wouldn't have came down and consumed like a fire in that day had he not believed when he threw the water upon the wood. Mama would have never came where the fire would have came down. And I would love more than anything to have services every single night where the fire would come down. But the truth of the matter is, as we go through our weeks, our faith is weakened. And our ability to just believe and be strong in God can be diminished in some ways. Though we know the way and though we're experienced in the walk of God, hallelujah, we sometimes lose the faith and substance in our heart that causes it to bring meaning. Tonight, I just want to share this with you. Consider with me that it had to take somebody when everybody was against him, still had the faith to pour out what he knew to do. I challenge you tonight. You may be the one person somebody's looking for to take a stand against all adversity. I take a stand every night that I stand because I refuse to settle for a life of idleness. I refuse to settle for a life where there is no excitement and where there is no joy. You may have to forgive me sometimes, but when I think about the Lord and I think about what He's done, it causes me to get excited. I'm not weary in what I'm going through, but I get excited about what is to come. It causes my feet, oh, to go into a dance. I'm excited for what's to come, and I'm not wearied in what is, but I'm excited about what is to come. Oh, you've got to pour something out for the fire of God to consume it. And I wish that I could shout, oh, to where the power of God would just hit you all of a sudden like a flood. But there's got to be some faith in your heart that'll stand up and say, "You know what, God? I believe that as I pour out to you, that you will pour out unto me and consume everything that it is that I'm going through." I want you to know tonight, without any consumption by the fire of God, we will not see change in our churches. We will not see change in our personal lives. And we will see no difference when Monday rolls on. You'll feel the same old way that you did last week and the week before and the week before. There's got to be a pouring out of you so that God will consume what it is that you give. I'm discouraged all the time, but when I pour it out to God, oh, He pours something into me, oh, that consumes every discouragement. See, there's people that are just living in discouragement and are used to it and refuse to come out of it. And I'm right there with you tonight. Man, it'd be so easy just to not know and just to live in sadness. But God called me to go against the grain. And if I'm rubbing against your grain, then this may be for you right now. I'm here to minister to those that need it. And God knows, or I wouldn't ever open my mouth. But you can't expect to come in and not pour out before God to have the consumption of your life. There has to be something in you that pours out. It may be a handshake. I don't know where that boundary is when God knows it's enough that you've given. It may be to hug everybody at church. It's not about necessarily what it is, but it's about the faith to believe that what you do, that God will consume what you offer. Hallelujah. If everybody in here that preached offered themselves, you'd have to take a number to hear how much of the Word of God would be preached. If everybody that had a song in this place decided they wanted to sing in faith, you'd have to get a number, and we wouldn't be wondering who's going to sing the next song. If everybody that stood in need of prayer really believed that God would move for them, they wouldn't wait for the service to begin. They'd already be at the altars of God, and you'd have to get a number and move over, brother, because I'm believing that God's taking care of me. Hallelujah. You would be able to pray in the parking lot. You'd praise Him down the road. You'd give Him honor and praise in your job. The house of God is not a hiding place. It is a place to empower you, to give you life and it more abundantly. Some days, I just don't feel it. And some days, it's hard for me to take another step in faith. It is. Some days, I've just had to look at the whole situation and cry because I didn't see a way. And there's been some nights that God wanted to touch me. And I felt it, and I let it pass me by, because I was more content to settle in my heart of how I felt. Oh, but I'm here to just break the mold tonight. I'm here to think outside the box. Hallelujah. We could continue in a service in this manner, but nobody wants the result of a place where there is no consumption by the anointing. Let God consume you. Let God consume you. And let's just go through an exercise together. And if this is for you and you needed this word right now, just say these words with me. Lord, I surrender. Cleanse me of my thoughts. Cleanse my heart. Help me, God. I offer myself. I lay off everything in your hands. Consume me. Pour out your spirit. I know that we said that together, but I know that we all have our own way of communicating to God. But sometimes you just have to give surrender where your thoughts aren't captivating you and distractions aren't pulling you out of here. Listen, we could be sitting in the seat tonight, but our thoughts will be in the middle of the trouble at home. And God doesn't want us to be dwelling in the trouble at home. We may be sitting somewhere with a loved one that we want God to touch, but God don't want you just sitting there dwelling on their trouble. He wants you to surrender the trouble to God. Hallelujah. Let God consume you. If you just would rise up and offer yourself, you know, people are, they're captivated by praise, but they're transformed when the anointing changes the heart. How many of us have seen people come into church, they jump, they shout, they dance, they enjoy the presence of God, but then they jump right back into drug addiction? No change. There has to be a consumption of your life as you surrender in the house of God. Now, there is more than, man, there's more than enough of music and singing to try to help you, but sometimes you just have to make a push and a press and believe God. Elijah didn't have a praise and worship service backing him up. He didn't have people that were saying, you know what, buddy, we've got your back if you pour it on there. Had nothing but what he possessed in the depths of his heart. Faith, hallelujah. Amen. Do you stand us here tonight? Do you stand as he tonight? Is there somebody in here that's standing like Elisha tonight? Is there somebody in here that's got things before God, but in spite of what anybody, man, I feel the Holy Ghost, in spite of what anybody would do around you, if they don't link up with you, you're still going to believe that God's going to consume everything that you have. You know, so many times people say, preach the word, brother. Preach the word, brother. But we don't really want to hear preaching. We just want to hear the art of preaching. Because the fact of the matter is this. I could say so much more right now. But I know that God is wanting to lead another way. But hear this. You must surrender. You must not let anything in your heart hold you captive that you're not able to be free enough to surrender. There has to be freedom in the house of God. There has to be freedom in the house of God. The only way that there's freedom is when there's a bunch of people in there that's walking free. If you're bound, don't expect an outpouring of the Holy Ghost. But you've got to be free. You've got to turn loose of your praise. You've got to turn loose. You've got to turn loose of your flesh and let God consume you. I can't honestly say that in my heart that what God's working in me feels easy, but God, just take it anyway. Lord, take it anyway. There's nothing that I can do with it. There's no more that I can do with it other than the trust in the hand of God. I wish I could have been there when the fire came down. I wish I could have been standing the day that the fire consumed something that defied physics. It defied everything they'd ever been taught about fire ever since the day they even discovered it. Defied everything that they ever knew. And I hope that I'm around for the day that I can see in your spirit and in your life that God consumes you. And the more that you do it, the less weighted down you'll feel every day. The more that you will continue in the work that God has given you. Hallelujah. I didn't know I was going to do this right now. But hallelujah, the word of God says, continue in my love. Continuing instant in prayer. Being continual, fervent, seeking God. Hallelujah. The word that God put in my spirit tonight was that we must continue in the works that God has given us to do. We must continue in the praise. We must continue in the worship. We must continue in supporting the word of God. We must continue in tithing. We must continue in absolute surrender that God has for us. Amen. You may forget this day. You may forget the time that it is right now, but you mark it down in your heart. Engrave this in your spirit. I may not be here tomorrow. Let God consume your life. Everything. Everything. Don't hold a single thing away from God. The fact of the matter is, He already sees what you're trying to hide. Even in their shortcomings, God still saw Adam as they covered themselves. And ask the simple question to Adam. Adam, where are you? Looking for the same heart that he had before he had wronged. Looked for that same surrender. That same innocence as he walked around nude without any covering on him. We must walk with God in surrender. You know, God is not somebody that we can just send an email to and get it shipped in the mail within 3 to 5 business days. The world has begun to try to industrialize, commercialize, extra personalize what God really is. But I want you to know it's what you've got in you. The same substance that was in Elijah that made the offering. It's the same substance that will bring you out of your present trouble. Please hear that tonight. Surrendering to God will allow the consumption of your problems by the anointing, and something that once you lay it off, that God will take care of you.